Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, March 8th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Haiti's under a state of emergency as the church moves to stabilize. Learning ABCs becomes the building blocks of a new faith in India. And the New Testament is now available in 105 Mexican languages. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, Haiti's prime minister declared a state of emergency, even as rivals took steps toward resolving the leadership crisis. More than 2,000 troops deployed ahead of a larger UN stabilization force. World Help's Eric Vess says their partners remain active through the worst, but they have concerns.
World Help is directly involved in helping to fund a feeding program among Pastor Giselle's 250 children at his Christian school in Cité Soleil. Our only question in our minds right now is, will the cost of food double or triple because of this problem, or will it simply be a short-term issue?
Vess says they're able to feed a child in their program for $1 a day, but it goes deeper.
The work of the gospel spreads out from there. What begins as feeding the basic human need of a child goes far beyond that into feeding their soul and their spirit, giving them the gospel, and following up with their families as well.
Meanwhile, multiple bombings in Iraq make security a priority for World Vision workers. Last week's bombings were particularly deadly as they targeted sacred Shiite shrines as thousands celebrated Ashura Day, the holiest day of the Shiite calendar. Despite the increased tension, World Vision continues to work in northern and western Iraq. Their projects include providing medical equipment and supplies to hospitals, helping communities develop clean water systems, and working with schools and health clinics. You're listening to Mission Network News. A film about the last 12 hours of Christ's life is allowing Christians in the United States to share their faith more openly. The Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ, is drawing crowds of both Christians and non-Christians to movie theaters. Evangelicube International's Carrie Marin says this could be a great time to share your faith.
The fact that the Word of God is just being brought back into the mainstream is making it easy to talk about Jesus. It shouldn't be taboo to talk about Jesus, and now people can do that in a non-threatening way. You will want to take action after seeing The Passion.
Marin is encouraging people to use an Evangelicube, a puzzle-like picture cube that helps you tell the story of Christ.
It creates opportunities to share wherever you are, whether you're at your office, you can set the cube on your desk and it just compels people to ask what it is, or you can put it on your backpack when you're at school.
Go to our website if you'd like information on how to get an Evangelicube. Next, an innovative approach to literacy in India is opening doors for ministry despite the spread of anti-Christian sentiment. World Bible Translation Center's Roger Massey details what's happening.
What our Bangalore office has begun doing is working together with the government, using the Book of Proverbs and the Gospel of Mark as reading primers. And they've established literary centers, about 100. And as a result of that, there's people that are becoming worshipers of Jesus.
Some of their distributors have been attacked and chased out of villages. While many do return for follow-up, Massey says this is a matter for prayer.
They'll be facing more opposition from religious activists who are against the message of Christ. Pray that the Lord will protect them as they go out in remote areas, that the Lord would give them boldness and that they wouldn't shy away from what they've been called to do.
And finally, the Bible League has now published the full New Testament in 105 Mexican languages. The recent completion of the Mixteco-Coatzacoalco-Span New Testament was completed with the help of Wycliffe Bible translators. The Mixtec people live in the state of Oaxaca. The Coatzacoalco-Span, a dialect of Mixteco, have about 5,000 known speakers. Still, there are thousands of remote people groups around the world that are waiting for God's Word. Pray that these new translations will touch the hearts of many. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks. We'll be right back.